Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
As promised, we are once again at the beach with our good friend Thomas Watson and his book, All Things for Good. As mentioned, that first part of the book, All Things, talks about the good things and the bad things that God uses for our good. Of course, the bad things we don't always like, and Watson walks through those. One of those bad things is affliction. And as he deals with affliction, he wants us to take, as he says, heart-quieting comfort, and how God brings these things into our life for His purposes. He has some vivid ways of describing how affliction works in our lives. At one point, he says, God's rod is a pencil to draw Christ's image more lively upon us. At another place, he says, afflictions are the medicine which God uses to carry off our spiritual diseases. They cure the tympany of pride, the fever of lust, the dropsy of covetousness. Of course, we don't always like affliction. We can't always see God's purposes in it. And Watson reminds us that God's ways are above our ways. Nevertheless, he calls us to trust in God, to remember that nothing that happens to us is random. Nothing is a mistake. Everything happens for a reason, for God's reason. And so we need to learn to trust in God, not be discontent or malcontent, but truly content in what God is doing in our lives. Well, that's the first part. The second part deals with that clause of loving God. And he offers a beautiful and practical paragraph. So as you sit there and watch the waves, I'm going to read this to you. Watson says, love is a humble grace. It does not walk abroad in state. It will creep upon its hands. It will stoop and submit to anything whereby it may be serviceable to Christ. As we see in Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, both of them honorable persons, yet one takes down Christ's body with his own hands, and the other embalms it with sweet odors. It might seem much for persons of their rank to be employed in that service, but love made them do it. If we love God, we shall not think any work too mean for us or too simple for us, by which we may be helpful to Christ's members. Love is not squeamish. It will visit the sick, relieve the poor, wash the saints' wounds. The mother that loves her child is not coy and nice. She will do these things for her child, which others would scorn to do. He who loves God will humble himself to the meanest office of love to Christ and his members. Watson also goes on to tell us that loving God means loving what God loves. And here he offers truly a distillation of the true identity of Puritanism. This is the essence of the Puritans, that we love God's word. They were people of the book. That we love God's day. That's the Sabbath day to worship God. And that Sabbath day was at the center of their week and at the center of their lives. Watson also says loving God means loving God's laws, and that's his commands, and that's obeying him. And then finally, loving God means loving God's people, the saints, and that is loving the church. He says there's no one perfect in church, so don't go looking for one. You won't find them. And he also reminds us, and really good practical advice here, remember, we might be annoyed by people. They might be annoying to us, but they're really not honestly trying to annoy us. We just find them annoying. And so we can look to God for some strength here and for some encouragement to get past all of this pettiness, and to love people. So that's loving God. And then finally, what do we have? Well, ultimately, we have God's purpose for our lives. And here Watson uncovers the doctrine of unconditional election and the doctrine of assurance. And so indeed, all things for good. Thank you, Thomas Watson. I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for joining us for 5 minutes in church history. Well, here's a quote from a more contemporary figure, David Wells. David Wells told us there can be no theology worthy of the name that is not theology for the church. The church is the place where biblical knowledge must be learned, developed, and applied.